Now joined on the pregame show by Chiefs reliever DJ Carpenter. DJ, starting off with, you know, how the year's gone for you. It seems like you've been especially pretty good here lately. How do you feel about the season so far and kind of evaluate your progress?
I'm feeling really good about it. I had a couple rough outings in the start, but since then I've cleaned it up. Just focusing on attacking hitters, and it's just been fun. We're winning a lot of games lately. We've got a really good group of guys, so it's been a lot of fun so far.
Four strikeouts for you the other night in one inning. You ever done that before?
No, I haven't. That was probably one of the cooler things I've done playing baseball, for sure.
Always kind of a bittersweet thing because, I mean, somebody reached out and strike out, kind of ruined your hard work, but then you get that fourth one, I imagine, pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. I would take that any day.
We were talking before we started here, Arizona Fall League stint for you this past year. How hard is it to be a pitcher in the Arizona Fall League?
It's very tough, you know. It's a hitter's league. You know, they got a lot of – they're experimenting with rules and stuff, trying to, you know, produce more offense and stuff for the game. And then, you know, it's Arizona, so the ball's flying. A lot of pitching changes just because guys are – at the end of the season, everyone's already throwing a lot. Guys are coming back from injuries. So it's just quick turnarounds, and it's tough. Plus, the hitters out there are all really good. So,
how did you navigate that as a pitcher, knowing that 1 through 9, pretty much every lineup you face is full of prospects?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it just comes back to just doing what I do best. Doesn't even really matter who's in the box. I know where my pitches play the most and just trying to execute as best I can. Doesn't matter who's in there.
Last year for you, full season here with the Chiefs, how good was it to be out there for the full year?
Oh, it was great. You know, I didn't play for almost 3 years, 2.5 years with a elbow problem. So just being back healthy and being with the guys again, it was a blast.
Having an experience like that with so many injuries, does that make you appreciate the everyday grind a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like, just being at the field for a couple hours a day, like, it's just so much more fun. Whereas when you're hurt and you're rehabbing, you're in the training room all the time.
Yeah.
And, so just being out in the field, just being in the bullpen, messing around with the guys, just doing stupid stuff in the locker room, past the time. Like, that's my favorite part of the game, really, just being with the guys.
Yeah. You don't get that camaraderie necessarily in the training room on rehab, do you?
No. You did a little bit, but definitely not the same.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking at your career before the pros, you got drafted out of high school, ended up going to Oregon State. How hard was it to pass up that opportunity to sign right away out of high school?
It was really hard. I was actually, when I got drafted, I was set on signing, but it was kind of just more like the rush of it just happening and everything. Once I took a step back and really thought about it, I knew that I wanted to go to college and have that experience, and I'm really glad. You know, with how everything's worked out, even with the injuries and everything, you know, I'm happy where I'm at in my life. So I think I made the right decision.
Oregon State, obviously a great program. How much did you learn from that experience being there?
That was probably the most fun time of my life. I love all the coaching staff there. The city's great. The fans are the best in the country. Really good teammates. Made a lot of lifelong relationships and friendships that I'm really proud of, that I wouldn't have gotten if I signed. So, yeah, I definitely learned a lot about just life, baseball, myself, everything.
When you're at a program like that and you're consistently playing competitive teams in conference title games, in the NCAA tournament, how much does that help you as a pitcher and how much does that help you develop?
Oh, for sure it helps. Just, you know, when you got good competition you're playing against, it makes you want to rise up to it and be better. So, you know, just that, like, adrenaline rush you get from coming in a big spot, like, there's nothing that can you can't recreate that in any other way besides just getting out there and doing it.
I'd be remiss not to ask, did you play basketball? Tallest player on the Chiefs here this year.
I did play basketball when I was younger and stuff. I stopped playing, like, organized basketball once I got into high school and stuff, but I love still playing pickup and everything.
Was that kind of when you realized, okay, this baseball thing might work out okay, high school?
Not really towards the end of high school, but baseball was always my favorite sport, so I knew that's what I wanted to focus on, but I was not very good until, like, my senior year. So,
what kind of changed for you?
I didn't start pitching until my senior year. I was a catcher. Then I hit a huge growth spurt like junior, senior year. So I was like, I'm tired of squatting for 7 innings or however long they play. And I could always throw hard. So I just got on the mound and had some success and kept rolling with it.
Oh, man. God, I can't imagine you catching. That's got to be – that makes my knees hurt. Yeah. Lastly, kind of biggest goal for the rest of the season for you?
Number one is obviously just stay healthy. That's always the goal for everyone. But, you know, I just want to attack hitters, be competitive. I want to get beat, not beat myself, where that's where I've had trouble in the past. So just being competitive, attacking the box, and, yeah, just have a good year.
DJ, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.